Of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. As Gabriel sounds the call, and at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around me, and I see prophecies fulfilled, and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father, as he says, "Son, go get my children." Yeah, at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise.
I'm looking
when
for a city. I'm looking for a city. Oh, and what a city that's going to be. I'm looking for Jesus to come at the midnight cry. Listen to that.
The dead in Christ shall rise.
Well, it's almost here, my dear friend. We are so near the hour. It is overwhelming to me. It really is. Looking for the city. Today we're going to talk about looking for the city. And what is the city? What is the name of the city? New Jerusalem? Right. Who created the city? Who is it for? When will the world see it? When will the bride see it? Who will miss it? I mean, wonderful things about this city that we want to talk about today that I just really think will stir your heart. I don't know anything. I don't know anything I could just stand to even think about as to think about missing being part of that city, missing living in that city. And I don't want you to miss it either. I want you to know something. This pastor is committed to get as many ready as possible to enjoy that city forever. But I'm also aware that there's a multitude of Christians, of God's people, who will not be part of that bride, who will not live in that city. They will inhabit the nations of the earth. And the Bible is very plain about that. And so you probably have some questions. You may even have some arguments. And I love arguments. If they're good. If they have the right spirit about them. I love to talk about what this Bible tells us. I love to see what the Bible says and know what is truly promised us in the scripture. Well, it's a joy to come to you today. I always come with great delight, and I enjoy every minute of my time with you on Saturday. And today's going to be a special broadcast. Now, at the end of the broadcast, if you'll stay over past the radio time, we're on radio from 1 to 2. But then past the 2, internet can continue. And so I'm going to play a song and just let you get a little picture inside our sanctuary, because I want to get you excited about camp meeting. Camp meeting is just down the road, 2 weeks away. And we always have one of the best camp meetings there is. I have preachers, wonderful preachers who preach all over the country. And they say to me, this is the greatest camp meeting I ever attend. The spirit of it is just outstanding. There's no competition. We don't put preachers in the pulpit that are trying to compete with another preacher. We don't put them in the pulpit who are trying to come up there and cut everybody down to their size. No. We just put men in that pulpit who preach the word, who love the book, who love prayer, who love winning souls and seeing people filled with the Holy Spirit. We are praying. Our theme this year is preparing for the latter rain outpouring. Preparing for the latter rain outpouring. It's going to be exceptional. I promise you that. Now, looking for the city, the eternal home of Christ's bride. That's the city, the eternal city, the eternal home of Christ's bride. That's where the bride of Jesus Christ will spend eternity. Oh, that don't mean they won't visit the nations of the earth. Surely they will. They will enjoy all of God's new heaven and new earth. But their home, their mansion, will be in the city called New Jerusalem. Most people have got this idea today that everybody that's a Christian will live in the city of New Jerusalem. That is so far from the truth until it boggles my mind to try to teach people. And people do get angry with you when you try to tell them. I mean, you're just a pew warmer. You live a good life. You're clean liver. You're a good person. You've been born again. But you have no devotion to the church. You have no devotion to the saints of God, to winning the lost. You don't carry the cross of Christ with devotion and surrender. You can't be part of that bride. That bride is those who bear the burden of the day. Those who carry the load of the bride of Christ. Those who carry the load of the body of Christ. Those who carry the load of people in need. You know, the Bible says pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself, herself, clear and purer from the world. Well, that's the bride. And they're going to be one more wonderful company. And with all my heart, I must be a part of that bride. I preached last Sunday night on my eyes are on my reward. My eyes are on my reward. That was my sermon. My eyes was on the reward. I need to put my reward. I need to put that on internet for all of you. As soon as I have some help, we're going to put all of our sermons up. But right now, we just do not have enough time in the day to do it. We put up a sermon a couple of days ago, tarrying for the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. I hope you'll go hear that after the program is over, of course. I want you to hear that sermon. Hey, bless you. I'm your friend. I'm a pastor by the internet to anybody out there who will let me, because I care about you. Now, again, the questions I want us to really address today. When was the city of New Jerusalem created? When was it created? You know, it's a redemptive city. It's the city out of the cross and out of the death and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So when was it created? And then who will live in that city? Who will live in that city? Who is it for? Who did he create this New Jerusalem, this great city for? You know, there's going to be a vast heaven and a vast earth. No question about that. So we're talking about a lot of people living elsewhere. My cord came loose there for my sound. But it's amazing that people do not understand this. And they won't let you teach it to them, even though the Bible is very, very plain. Now, who will live there? Who will not live there? Among the saints now. We're talking about the only people who go to heaven and enjoy God's eternity are the righteous and his people. Those who've been washed in the blood. Those who've been saved by the grace of God. We know that. That's no question about that. But who will live in the city and who will not live in the city? When will the multitudes of the earth see, the saved people, when will they see this glorious city descending from God out of heaven, the Bible says? Descending from God out of heaven. It's already up there because John the Revelator saw it in a vision and described it. And the description is absolutely breathtaking. So the city of New Jerusalem, the city of New Jerusalem. I do want you to zero in on what I just said about it's a redemptive city. It was created after Jesus was crucified, after he was resurrected, after he ascended to heaven. He said to his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. And he said that specifically to his disciples who were bearing the burden of his ministry, of his life, who was under the load with him. And they will literally have the different levels of the city named after them. And the tribes of Israel will have all the gates, the 12 gates named after the tribes of Israel. So the city has both a Jewish identity and a New Testament identity. So the bride of Christ are those from the Old Testament church as well as the New Testament church. And that's why you have 24 elders in Revelation chapter 4 sitting around the throne of God when John first ascends into the heavenly vision and saw after the rapture had occurred in Revelation 4. Well, let's have answers today. Good answers from you. Good questions, I should say. And we'll do our best to get good answers. And I have people out there who help me with answers. And I'm not against that. I don't know it all either. Just like you don't know it all. But we're here to learn more and more about the Bible. Now, I just love the scripture. I love to get right in the middle of the Word of God and just see these great things that you find in the Bible. And the Bible is full of them, literally full of them. Let me go to Psalms division here and read you something that I really do love. It's always a blessing to me. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Listen, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. I don't know about you, but I think about my Father, and I think about heaven. Heaven now, even as it is before New Jerusalem comes down to the earth, heaven is now God occupies along with Christ at his right hand, along with the great angels, all the dead in Christ who have died, and their spirits are waiting up there to come and get their bodies at the resurrection. Oh, what a beautiful company. I really rejoice anytime I think about heaven. David was thinking about heaven. Listen what he said. How admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, he said, for the courts of the Lord. I'm fainting for the courts of the Lord. I'm so hungry for the courts of the Lord. Here at 78, every day I get more anxious for that blessed day when I shall enter in into the eternal joys. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He even said it would be better for him to go on to heaven, but for the church, better for him to stay. Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be a joy when we see him face to face. We'll actually see the Father. We'll actually see the Lord Jesus in his resurrected glory. We'll see the Comforter who's been with us and comforted us. We'll see all the great saints of God. Do you understand that living in that city or living anywhere in the new heaven and the new earth is going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory? But, oh, I want to be part of the bride. I do. I just want to so love the body of Christ, so love you out there who are Christians and you who are unsaved. Love you for Christ's sake, that you might be born again, that you might come to Christ. I want to be a soul winner. I really do have a passion to be a soul winner. Well, let me give you our phone numbers, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. Our local number is 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And our email, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I'm going to get this email opened up so that I can get your emails as you send them in, okay? I want to hear from you. You are extremely important to us. We're not here for any reason but for your benefit and your spiritual development and your spiritual growth. That's why we're here. We're here because we want you to grow in the Lord. We want to see you expand your life in greater strength and greater victory and greater triumph than you've ever known before. We want to see you full of the Holy Spirit so that you can discern the great truths of God. And here's what I'm going to give you today. We're doing a Bible study on Wednesday night on the book of Ephesians. I really don't ever remember a Bible study that's been more thrilling to me. I've just loved every lesson. They have been grand. And we started this Wednesday night making a DVD of them so that we'll have them on CD and DVD for those who want to see them as well as hear them. But I'm going to give you a CD of Wednesday night. And the title of it was, "For We Are His Workmanship, Created in Christ Jesus Unto Good Works." It's all about what it really means to be born again. We are His workmanship. He actually in us does a workmanship that creates us into different people. Different people, all same face, same name, same personalities to a great degree, but a new man, a new woman, created after His righteousness, in His name, unto good works. That's beautiful. That's Ephesians 2 and 10, by the way. We all memorizing it. That was in Bible study Wednesday night. I hope we all do. And we're going to quote it together in the morning with a young man named Dylan Beatty leading us. And it's going to be a good quote because it's a great scripture. That's Ephesians 2 and 10. And the study of that I give you today as a CD for you to listen to. You will love it. In fact, you may want to come to Bible study next Wednesday night after you hear that. Because it really has been thrilling to study this great book of Ephesians. What a book, what a book. All right, on the lines, on the phone, I want to be loaded with calls today. If you are not interested in the city of New Jerusalem, this great home of the bride, it's called the bride. It really itself called the bride. Because the city and the bride of Christ are so united, are so indeed the joy of the Lord and the joy of the whole earth. If you're not part of that bride, you're going to regret it. I really think there'll be regrets in heaven over people who just did not keep their, they didn't keep their crown. They lost their crown. They were too busy for their own self, too busy for the things they wanted, and they had no time to bear the body of Christ, to bear the church. If you're not a dedicated member of the church, don't talk to me about being a person ready to be raptured and to go up in the rapture and to be part of the bride. He's coming for the bride. He's coming for the bride. That's why you have 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They were all virgins, but only 5 of them were wise and only 5 of them went in the rapture. And there's going to be a multitude of church people who are going to miss the rapture. In fact, the majority of the church world is going to miss the rapture. You say, that makes me angry. I hope it does. I hope it makes you so angry you get on your knees and you open your Bible and you say, "God, I want you to show me and so I can teach that Joe Chambers how wrong he is." And you stay in that Bible a few weeks and on your knees and you pray until God gives you the right scriptures to come and teach me. And I tell you what God's going to do. He's going to give you the right scriptures to teach yourself. And I can learn some things too. I admit that. But He's going to teach you. Hey, if you want to be part of this bride, you better get in that book and get yourself on fire for the Lord. You better have some oil in your lamp. What did He say to the Laodicean church? "Because you're neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth." He said, "I would that you were either hot or cold. Either be a sinner or be a saint." You know, that's what the Lord said. "Because you're neither hot nor cold," He said, "I will spew you out of my mouth." And that's what's going to happen when that rapture takes place. Oh, I want you to hear this. I want to shake you up. I really do. You say, "Reverend Chambers, why do you do this to people?" I'm not doing a thing but bringing you the mail. I'm just giving you the truth. I'm just telling you how precarious it is the way this world is living today. It is precarious how people treat the kingdom of God. It's precarious what people think it is to mean that you're saved. It's precarious because people live so careless. Well, I've got the internet open in front of me. I want to see what's happening. I'm waiting on your call. I want to hear from you. Let me get the right place here on the internet. I was at the wrong place. Sometimes I do that. I want to hear from you. You are very, very important. You are very, very important. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Remember that. 1-800-338-7884. Local number 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The ladies are standing by. They'll take your name and send you this free CD, okay? Everybody out there really needs that Bible study. There's not much dedication to Bible study today. How many people memorize scriptures like they used to? When I first was saved, I mean, everybody was dedicated. The preachers was constantly saying, memorize these great scriptures. Memorize this great word. What did David say in the Bible? He said, his word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Again, he said, his word have I hid in my heart that my steps might not slide. I live in the word. I memorize the word. I write it upon the stony heart of mine. I hope it's a fleshly heart. I want to keep it very, very mellow and very responsive. And I do my best to do that so the word of God can do a deep work inside of me. Because I don't want to try to get you to let him do a deep work in you if I don't be busy trying to get myself where he can do a deep work in me. Because the coming of the Lord is at the door. And there's no place you quit growing. There's no place you quit maturing. There's no place you quit being sanctified more and more. That was the great teaching of the Methodists. That was the great teaching of the Assemblies of God and the Church of God and the Pentecostals of the past, as well as the great evangelicals of the past. They taught you purity. They taught growing in grace. Constantly you were hearing the term, grow in the grace of God, mature. Put on the body of Christ. Learn how to be submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Every day become more submitted to that Lordship. That was the message when I got saved 62 years ago. And it wasn't just among the Pentecostals. It was everywhere. You were hearing that message. Very, very important. Aren't people who are saved going to be with Christ? Oh, yes. Anybody saved is going to be with Christ. Heaven is going to be is going to be the place where all the saved are. Are you preaching different levels of salvation? No, I'm preaching different levels of reward. No, I'm not preaching different levels of salvation. There's no such thing. But I'm preaching different levels of reward. We all saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Everybody saved is saved by the grace of God. Everybody saved has become a new creature in Christ. Everybody. Everybody. If you're born again, you're born again to a new life. So everybody saved has that level of salvation that's called being born again. But I'm not preaching different levels of salvation. I'm preaching different levels of reward. And the Bible is full of that. The Bible is full of that. One place tells us, be careful that no man takes your reward. I mean, the Bible speaks of it. Go to, let me take you. That's a good question. I'm glad that a dear person asked that question. Let me take you to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. That's a great study, by the way. 1 Corinthians 3. And he talks about people be, I fed you with milk and not with meat because you're not able to bear it, for you are yet carnal. He says, for you are yet carnal, for whereas there's among you envy and strife and division, are you not carnal and walk as men? One says I'm Paul, one says I'm of Apollos, and one says I'm of another. He says, are you not carnal and walk like men? He said, now he that planteth and he that watereth the one, but every man shall receive his own reward. Every man shall receive his own reward. Now he that planteth and he that watereth the one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. And if you doubt that, go to 1 Corinthians 3 and 8, okay? I just read the exact word of God. The exact word of God. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Now, if there's no such thing as rewards, well, the Bible would be so full of error, it would be overwhelming. But so few people give any credence to this. They just don't want to think about it because it really is a bit, excuse me, it is a bit overwhelming. Now, I've got room for a lot of calls today. excuse me. And I want your question. I want you to know what I'm saying, whether it's right or wrong. I want you to question me. I really do. I want you to dig at me. I want you to, if you want to get, I'm sorry, get upset at me. That's okay. I don't mind. I really don't mind. As long as I can help you get over getting upset, okay? But the Bible is so real. And it never has there been a day when there's such carelessness in how people live. The church world is full of people that won't go to church except when they get ready. They're caught up in themselves. They're caught up in doing their own thing. And they don't realize how close we are to the coming of the Lord. I've got an article that just came to me. A Duke biologist-led study, Earth on Brink of Great Extinction. Listen now. Earth on Brink of Great Extinction. Well, he's right. You say, oh, he's just one of these environmentalist wackos. Well, some of them are wackos. But a lot of stuff that they are understanding is actually right. The earth is on the brink of extinction. Sin. Sin has made a mess out of this earth. I said sin has made a mess out of this earth. It really is a mess. I want you to understand that. And it's dying. And if you've been following the news at all, earthquakes are just so numerous now. It is overwhelming. I'm sorry. Well, my throat's messing up on me. But I'll be all right. You just breathe the prayer for me. Listen, I'm telling you, this earth is on the brink of extinction. That's what he says in this study from Duke University right here in Durham, North Carolina. And he says many things there. And yes, he is an environmentalist, maybe a little over on the other edge. And I understand that. But see, I understand also what the Bible says, that this earth is dying. This earth has been so robbed by sin and wickedness and fornication and adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, killing unborn babies, lying and cheating. And living dog-like lives. And we think we can do that, and it does nothing to our world, and it does nothing to our bodies, it does nothing to our earth, and we're just so wrong. God created this universe in righteousness. God created this universe in purity and perfection. God created this universe to be a holy place. And everything that's not holy is a death knell. It's a death knock, and the door is being beat down with death and darkness and demonology and every kind of wickedness you can imagine. And we think we're going to get by and nothing bad is going to happen. And I've got news for you. It is. Now, I'm stopping because I want to hear from you. Everybody out there, what is your question? Who believes, who understands how and why the city of New Jerusalem was created? See, why don't we get excited about this? I would think that my audience would come out of their chairs and out of their cars and wherever you are, and you say, wow, this subject is exciting. If I can be part of that bride of Christ, if I can live forever in that city of New Jerusalem, what a joy. I'm going to dedicate myself anew to the Christ, to the Savior. I'm going to become a dedicated member of the church where God has placed me. My pastor is going to depend on me. He's going to know I'm right there to help him. And I'm going to give myself so utterly to the cause of the Lord. I'm going to be a soul winner. I'm going out there and find those people who are not right with God, and I'm going to do my best to win them to Christ. The soul winner is going to have a crown. Did you know that? The soul winner is going to have a crown. It's a special reward for being a soul winner and winning others to Christ. And I remember the day when the church, when everybody felt the duty of winning somebody else to the Savior. Of course, I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, everybody I talk to says they're already Christians. You got to learn to show people what it means to be a Christian and what it means not to be a Christian. I was in Bojangles the other day, and a dear man was right there buying as I was, and then we were standing at the counter waiting together, and I said, sir, do you know the Lord? Are you a Christian? Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. He was big with his word. I said, have you been delivered from the power of sin? Are you living a godly life? And his eyes got big. And man, he said, what are you talking about? Every day, we sin all the time. We're all just sinners. Oh, no, I said, if you're saved, you're not just a sinner. There's no such thing as being a saved sinner. You're either saved or you're a sinner. You say, oh, Brother Chambers, do you? Yes, I preach that because that's what the Bible says. And I said to him, you go home and you open the book of Romans chapter 6. and you read Romans chapter 6 and see what Romans chapter 6 says to you. All right, now, email people, where are you at? Radio listeners, where are you? Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. And remember, local number 704-391-0588. And I'm giving you today this CD of a Bible study that really, really was special. And the title, For We Are His Workmanship, Created in Christ Jesus. Can you imagine anything more wonderful than coming to Christ and Him taking you in His hands of love and by His Holy Spirit and through His blood and making a brand new person out of you, cleaning your slate? I was preaching to the kids in chapel yesterday, last day of school, and we had chapel service, and I always preach a little, and I was preaching about Isaiah 53 and how Jesus died for our sins. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Remember that great verse? And I was preaching to the children about it, and I said, all of you children know what an eraser is? And one little boy, he was two or three, he's in the front row there on my left, kind of redheaded, and he said, yes, and he took his hand like this, and he showed me how you erase things. I said, you do understand an eraser, don't you? He said, yes. I said, well, let me tell you about the greatest eraser in the world, the blood of Jesus Christ. I said, the blood of Jesus Christ, and I picked up a songbook. I said, your sins could be as thick and as big as this songbook. And you could have this list of sins, a book long. I said, that's where I was when I got saved. I had a list of sins, a book long. And I said, when Jesus came into my life, He erased every sin on my record. I mean, He erased them. I mean, He removed every one of them so that now they're cast into the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me again. And that was just wonderful. Those kids was grabbing every bit of what I was saying. And I was so thrilled because I was communicating to the children as well as these teenagers sitting over on my right. Well, you see, that's where we are today. We had better learn the message. We'd better learn the truth that by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. The lines are open. The internet's wide open. And you're sitting out there listening, and you just, what I'm saying is good. I can tell you that. And it really is. Let me tell you, let's take a minute while you're calling. Grab your phone now. I like for you to call. I want to give you that CD. Everybody who is my partner and my friend, I want to give you that CD. So call right now and tell Ms. Chambers and her helper in there. Give them your name. If we already have your address, yes, your name and your zip code. So in case we have two people with the same name. Okay, so quickly now, you call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And I want you to go on the internet and see the pictures that go with this article that I've got here. I send an article every week to my internet friends, some nearly 20-some thousand now, and many joining every day, and we love that. But if you're not an internet friend, you ought to join so you'd get these pictures. The pictures are worth the article, but the article's even better to me. New Jerusalem is a city of magnificent beauty. Splendor, I say. Jerusalem is a city of magnificent splendor. It really is. Now grab your phone. Grab your phone. You got to be a soul winner. Let me read to you. Let me say a little something. Got some emails coming here now, and I'm sure the phone is ringing. Yep, it's finally ringing. Where are you at? Why do you sit for 30 minutes and let me talk my head off instead of grabbing a phone, huh? Out there. Oh, you're my friends. I love you. This broadcast is for you. This broadcast is for you. I could have a lot of guests. There's a lot of people left to be on our program. We're heard all over the globe now. I mean, we have weeks in which we can look at the list of countries that tune in, either by audio or a video now. And I looked at one this week, was 76 countries. 76 countries had connected with our internet in that particular week for that particular program. And that thrills my heart. I mean, Australia, South Africa, you name them, and we're blessing people. And we want you to send this to everybody you can. Some of you have had a trouble with our emails having a blue background. I hope we got that solved this week. I won't know until it goes out in a little while, but we got a man with WordPress who's working on it for me and making sure we get it right, because we want you to be able to copy it and send it to everybody. Send it to everybody. Now, I got it. Well, let me take this email first. All right, give us a call quickly. Want to hear from you, Pastor. 1 John 5:5 proves Christians should not sin. All right, 1 John 5:5. Let's see if this man knows what he's talking about. His name is Daryl, and he's one of my dear friends. He lives in Chicago, I think. Is that where you live, Daryl? I think that's right, Chicago. 1 John 5:5. Let's read that. You want to read it with me? Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Who is it that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even by Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And he goes on and talks about how that if we love him, we keep his commandments. We keep his commandments. And the Bible is so emphatic. If you sin, he will forgive you. And we all have sinned since we've been saved. And we all may sin again. And when we do, we have to confess it. We have to repent of it. We have to come to Christ, and he then forgives us. But we don't practice sin. We don't live in sin. That's very important to remember. We do not live in sin. We do not live in sin. If we think we can live in sin and serve God, we could not be more wrong. You need to read 1 John, the whole book. And then read Romans chapter 6. Wow. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? That's Romans chapter 6, those first verses. Oh, you need to get this word and get it written in your heart and get it all over your life. Now grab your phones. We still got a message. We got time here for your call. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Am I so stirring you up that you will not call? Do we not believe that a Christian has to be a Christian? That a Christian has to turn to Christ, and that Christ's blood doesn't just cover our sins, it cleanses us from sin? Do you believe that? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from sin. The blood of Jesus is mighty to save. How many of you believe the blood of Jesus is mighty to save? And how many of you believe that New Jerusalem was created for the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, his bride? That dedicated crowd that bear his love with all their hearts. I mean, they give him everything they are because they love him. I made a list of, in case you would ask me, I made a list of things so important for the Christian to understand. We've got to come to understand the things that God is saying to us. Hey, here's some questions. Sorry about that. Sometimes they come in on my junk mail, and I had not been to that. I don't know why they do that, but sometimes they do. Let me just put these over here in the right place, and then I can go get them in the right place. Okay? So you just bear with me. I'm doing this right now with my internet. It's a wonderful tool, but the times when you have to get things, changed. And so here I am trying to do it with all my heart while you are watching me, okay? While you are watching me. And let's get here and get the right place. I'm there, and now I'm going to Jessica, New Jerusalem. Oh, this is a new user. Delightful. Thank you so very much. It's a joy to have you with us. All right, here's Ephesians 1:20. Let's see what this gentleman said. What is Paul speaking about? The fullness of times in Ephesians 1:10. Well, now, I said Ephesians 2:10 for the golden text of this past Wednesday night, but 1:10. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? He is talking here not about the future, but he's talking about the present. Now, that's Ephesians 1:10 that I just read, and that's not what I think this brother is speaking about. So you may feel free to call me, okay? Here's New Jerusalem. Thanks for teaching us how we can be part of the bride of Christ. It is so exciting to think of how close we are until we will be living in New Jerusalem. Thank you there, Jessica, in Fort Worth, Texas. How about that? Fort Worth, Texas. It's exciting. I've got to be part of New Jerusalem. See, are you listening to me? New Jerusalem. You say, Brother Chambers, everybody's going to be part of New Jerusalem. Well, go to Revelation chapter 21 and look. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Not live in it, walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. You go to Revelation chapter 21, and you read where the saved of the earth will live in the light of the city, but not in the city. The city is for the bride of Christ. Those that love the kingdom, those that love the church, those that are totally surrendered to Jesus Christ, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The devotion of the bride of Christ is one of the most beautiful things. When I was first saved, and I mentioned that three or four times a day, when I was first saved, the church was full of people that were sold out. Man, they were sold out. They were so surrendered. They were so committed. You couldn't have a revival and they wouldn't miss a night. They would no more miss Wednesday night unless it was beyond their control or Sunday. They loved the church. They was out trying to win souls. They was caring for the sick. They were going to the prisons. They were going to the rest homes. They were going to the home of the elderly. They were using their cars to pick up kids that parents wouldn't bring them to church. Everybody was just sold out for the church. Now, where is that? It's missing. Because the church is lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, and he's going to spew you out of his mouth. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. And I know I'm hammering it to death. But nobody's listening like they should. And so all I know is just keep hammering, you know? Just keep on saying whatever I got to say until such time. All right, here's another. The truth is so awesome. This truth, she says, is so awesome. Each of us need to be certain our banner is clear, that Jesus Christ is our first love. Yes. Oh, it's a trauma. Avikali Moshakai. Vilino Shemadriabas. Oh, hallelujah. Excuse me for being Pentecostal here, but I'm a Holy Ghost filled man. And I want to tell you something. The Spirit of God is saying to you, get out of that worldly life you're involved in. Quit loving this world. You can't love this world and love God. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Did you hear that? The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I walked in the bank of the day and I'd met somebody out front and I was witnessing and having a good time with him. And I was still happy when I walked in the door and I hollered, hallelujah. Everybody looked, of course. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm just excited about the Lord coming. And then I started talking about the coming of the Lord. And I said, nobody's going but holiness people. And this woman over there behind the counter, she almost come out of her skin. What did you say? She didn't like that word holiness. So I changed it just for her. I said, holy I'm talking about. Well, what's the difference? None. But why is the word holy loved and the word holiness hated? I'll tell you why. Because there's an identity that goes with holiness. It means set apart. It means separate from this world. It means you don't live like this world lives. You just don't want to live like this world lives. And if all you do is don't do it because the preacher's going to get you, it ain't worth a nickel to you. You got to do it because you're in love with him. It's got to be in your heart. He's got to change you inside, not outside. First, change you inside. Then he'll change you outside as it continues. Well, I don't know what all I got here. I'm trying to find everybody. They finally start coming, and then I can't find them all. Let's see right here. Here's one. Aren't people who are saved going to live with Christ? Yes, of course they're going to live with Christ. Absolutely, they're going to live with Christ. But I'm telling you right now, you better hear me when I tell you. You better hear me when I tell you. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. One of the great Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Well, the phones are wide open. Well, no, there's one busy. Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I usually get you stirred up the last 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. That's okay. Let's make every phone line busy right quick, okay? Grab a phone, 1-800-338-7884. Better, if you're local, 704-391-0588, 391-0588, and then email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm watching for your call. I want to be a blessing to you. Now, I got to tell you about camp meeting. 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away. On Sunday the 21st, we have a preacher man, Mike Switzer, no better preacher. He'll be here on Sunday morning, evening. And then on Monday night, David Roper, wonderful brother. And then on Tuesday night, Joey Yates. Wednesday night, Bruce Gans. Thursday night, Eugene Smith. And Friday night, Noah Hatfield. And then all during the week, wonderful brother, Jeff Mayo will be teaching the Bible every morning at 11 o'clock. We'll have a preaching service at 9:30, 1-6. So there'll be 8 other preachers during the week. All of it's going to be on DVD, too. And by the way, you folks in Fort Worth, you're going to get a copy of every one of them. And also, we're going to do our best to put some up during the week, okay? Because we want you to hear them. You on the air, may I help you, please?
Yes, I heard you say something very powerful about the lukewarm church being spewed out of his mouth.
Yes.
And that kind of brings me back to what Paul said about test yourself and see if you are still in the faith.
Yes, he does.
Now, I've always wondered, I mean, isn't every sin equal?
Well, not really. The Bible said, he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. So that scripture had said earlier, every sin a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And then you've got homosexuality and lesbianism. That's blasphemy against God himself. So there are sins more grievous, but every sin will damn you. I mean, any sin that you persist in will put you to spiritual death.
Okay. So excuse my language, sir, but if I commit sexual immorality and I say do it myself, is that equal?
If you commit sexual immorality and you do it yourself, is that equal? You know, immorality is immorality, and it's wrong. Immorality is just wrong. Don't be involved in immorality. That's all I can say. Now, I wouldn't want to go any deeper in the subject because I don't want to embarrass a lot of wonderful old people out there. But I'm here to tell you that that immorality, fornication, and adultery is just plain wrong. If you have some questions deeper than that, you call me personally, and I will do everything in my power to help you. Because I care about every listener of this radio broadcast. I don't turn away anybody. I get calls from all over the world, and I do my best to help people. God bless you for calling. God bless you for calling. Give us a call quickly. We want to hear from you, okay? 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I hit the wrong button there. Grab a phone. 1-800-338-7884, local number 704-391-0588. Now, I'm here to tell you, we're living near the coming of the Lord. Let me cut that off. Sometimes a radio station comes in. I don't know how that happens. But I'm telling you, we're living near the coming of the Lord. We're right at the door. Did you understand that? We're right at the door. If you've ever got your heart so right with God and got ready to be part of this city of New Jerusalem, New Jerusalem. I'm telling you, I want to live in that grand city. I haven't got around to reading much about it. I guess I need to. Listen, come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. This is a special moment. This is not just saved people. This is the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. Had to be high to look over that city, 1,500 miles high. And he showed him and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Go to Revelation 21 and 22 and read about this city. I mean, go there and remember, read verse 1. I'm sorry, verse 9. I want you to hear this. Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, there's no question. All Christians aren't going to be part of the bride, the Lamb's wife. You can't study the Bible and get anything but that. It's impossible. That bride is a special woman, I'm here to tell you. A special people, a special church. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
I'll make a couple of comments. When this Pope was elected, there were unidentified flying objects seen over the Vatican, over the Wailing Wall, and something happened to the Washington Monument. I'm not quite sure what it was. But it all happened at the same time.
Well, no question. There was flying objects seen over the Vatican. And you do know what the Pope is saying and doing reveals that he clearly is an Antichrist Pope. It has already been stated years ago, a thousand years ago, really, in a prophecy, that this particular Pope would be an Antichrist Pope. And he's proven to be just that. You talk about darkness. The Vatican is under a cloud as black as midnight. As black as midnight. We are just that near the glorious moment of the Lord coming. Thank you, sir. Any other question or statement?
The second thing would be that $500 million may very well go to Hamas, a terrorist group, and this is Obama's doing.
Well, you Obama will do anything. Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Now grab a phone. Grab a phone, please. You are important. You are very important to us. I don't know why I'm not cutting things off like I should today. Nobody makes mistakes any more than I do. I just have a tendency to do it on air. buttons. Hey, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Are you enjoying these broadcasts on video? Are you enjoying the telecast rather than just, you know, the internet cast? I hope you are. Let me hear from you if you are. All over the world, Australia, wherever, South Africa, we care about you. Anywhere you're from, anywhere you live, we care about you. You're important to us, and we're here to do our best to be a blessing to you. We got 11, 12 minutes, and I want some questions about the city of New Jerusalem. I mean, I like when people get all excited about something as breathtaking. The last two chapters of the Bible deal with New Jerusalem. The last two chapters of this holy revelation that we call our Bible deals with the city of New Jerusalem. And it deals with the bride being in that city. And it deals then with the saved who occupy the nations of the earth. The bride in the city, the saved occupying the nations of the earth. Of course, the bride is saved. But they are rewarded. The highest honor of all in the Holy Scripture is the bride. Is the bride. And everybody is not going to be part of the bride. Please take that to heart. Like I said earlier, I challenge you. If you don't agree with me, get in your Bible. Open it. Get on your knees. And you ask God to teach you all about this bride so that you can call me up and straighten me out. I would love 100 of you this week to live in the Bible all week and work hard to straighten me out about the bride. I want you to. I want you to dig into the Bible and see what the book says. And anywhere I'm wrong, I will confess it on the radio. I will confess it publicly if I miss it, because I believe this Bible. And I'm going to tell you, the bride of Christ is the elite of all the great redemption of all the great redemptive multitudes, the elite. What an honor to be. Now, you got to be sold out to Christ. You got to be sold out to his body, the church. You got to be given to ministering to the saints and caring for the those in prison, those in rest homes, the senior adults. You got to be given to the work of Christ. That's what it means to be part of the bride. It means you belong to Christ. Lock, stock, and barrel. All of you sold out to Jesus. That's all it takes. That's really all it takes. It's not some big thing. It's just get right with God. Get saved by the blood. You're saved by grace through faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God. You can't earn it. There's nothing you can do to earn salvation. He will erase every sin on your record. If you sin after you're saved, he will forgive you if you'll confess it and repent. The Bible says the righteous man falleth seven times and yea, riseth again. Yes, we all have fallen. We all have made mistakes, and we all have the courage and the responsibility to repent and make them right and then go on living clean and godly. Can I say it any plainer than that? Can I make it any clearer to you than that? Do you want to be part of the bride? Do you want to live in New Jerusalem? 12 stories. The top story is decorated with the amethyst. I tell everybody that's where I want to be. Well, if I don't earn that, I'll take the bottom story. I'm giving my all so that wherever he wants to reward me, he will. And the Father will decide that. Remember, Jesus had two disciples. Their mother wanted them to sit on his right hand and the left. And Jesus said, that's not mine to give. That's the Father's. The Father will determine what our reward is. None of us will know till we get there. But I can tell you, if we'll be faithful, it'll be okay. If we'll be faithful, it'll be right. If we be faithful, he will not shortchange you. You'll get everything that you have earned in your faithful life, your faithful devotion, your faithful surrender to the things of God. The truth is so awesome. I like that. I've already read it. Oh, boy. I've been looking for some other questions and answers here, and I guess I haven't found any other. Let me go to the junk mail and see if there may be some that got in there. Yeah, here's another. Hey, you know, I don't know why. Somehow, I got to get this computer straightened out. Here's all two or three. Wow. Well, thank you. I'm glad I took a moment here. Very important. I don't want anybody to be missed. All of you are important. All of you are important to me, every last one of you, and you know that. And I'm trying to get back where I belong. Here we go. Let's go here to this one. All right. Even in the natural, a bride acts differently than all others. Her life is spent preparing for the wedding and pleasing her groom. Isn't that beautiful? Even in the natural, the bride is different from everybody at a wedding. Everybody, all the guests on the groom's side or the bride's side are different from that bride. Her eyes are only for the groom, and the groom's eyes are only for her. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Elaine. Beautiful, beautiful, indeed. Outstanding. What a day that's going to be. The truth is so awesome. It really is. It really is. I love the truths of this Bible because they never end. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. They're great. And I love them. I've got somebody else here that I've lost, and I'm trying to find them, and it don't look like I'm going to find them. Well, I do that sometimes. I want everybody that calls or in any way is part of this to really know. I attend church, and I live a life better than most people. Are you saying that's not enough? Hey, that's a good one. I attend church, and I live a life better than most people. Are you saying that's not enough? No, I'm not saying that's not enough. All I'm saying is give your all to Christ. If you just live better than other people, la-di-da. You ever heard that old saying, la-di-da? We all live better than a lot of people, but that don't make us nothing. We're talking about surrender to Christ, dear lady. We're talking about abandonment to the Lord. We're talking about doing his will. We're talking about being born again first. That's by grace, through faith. Everybody born again is going to go to heaven. Everybody's born again that lives the life, lives right, obeys God to the end. You know, the Bible says, they that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. That's in Matthew 24. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. So there'll be a multitude saved, but there'll be a bigger multitude of those who are saved, the multitude saved, and out of that multitude will be a great multitude that are saved, that end life, and they go to heaven. And they live somewhere in God's eternal heaven. God's going to have a new heaven and a new earth. But there's going to be a bride who are sold out to Christ. Lock, stock, and barrel. You've heard that old saying, I hope. I mean, they're his property. They don't live for sale. They don't get up on Sunday morning and say, well, will I go to church today or do I go to the ball game down at the stadium? No, no, no. It ain't even a question. God's house and God's day is God's property. And you don't touch it with your own life. The Bible makes that plain. And everything about your life, when you are born again and you are bright and you are property for the bride, everything becomes Christ. He's the center of it all. And that's really all you got to do is live only for Christ. I mean, what more could you ask? What more could you enjoy than living only for Christ? Here's one. I can't wait to see our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, and to see that glorious city of New Jerusalem. What an exciting topic, and what a wonderful day that will be. Wow. Good day, what a day that's going to be. All of these good emails are wonderful. I love to get calls on the phone now. Hey, if you want this free gift, last Wednesday night Bible study on a CD. And you can order it, by the way, on a DVD if you'd like. They will have to charge you for that. But a CD I'll give you. You may want to get the CD and listen and then decide you want to watch it. You call now and you get the free CD. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Quickly, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. And remember, our local number, 704-391-0588. Now tell all your friends that this will be on the internet. And 24/7, they can go watch it, not hear it, but watch it on the internet, week by week, day by day now. We got 400 and some programs there, 400 and some sermons. There's so many sermons on our internet, it's overwhelming. It really is. And we want to bless you. That's all I want is to bless you. Now remember camp meeting. Remember camp meeting. Remember, 2 weeks away, we want you in camp meeting. All week that week, Monday through Friday, camp meeting. Every day, Tuesday through Friday, we serve lunch after the morning service. If you'll just call, we'll send you a flyer, okay? We'll also send you a list of motels. Good price. And I need you to be a partner. I got a letter from a man lives down on the coast. He listens on WSTS, and he said, I want to start supporting you. And he sent $50, and he was a brand new one. Hey, I need a lot of you who want to be a part of this. It really is expensive. We really have had a couple of bad months in April and May. I guess you were paying your taxes. I can understand that. But now we need you to help us. As we move into the summer, meet our obligations, we need partners. We really do need partners. We've got a lot of things we want to do. There's a lot of ways I want this to grow. But I'm really dependent because we're strapped for the right amount of funds. Now, be a partner with me, would you? Be a partner. Call the ladies right now. They'll send you an envelope. You can give them a gift on your on one of your church cards. Anything you want to do to help us, we need your help. We really do need your help. You are important to us. We're here for you and for your to bless you, really. We're here to bless you. Well, we're going to have to go. I promise you there'll be some music now as this program comes to a close. You on the radio will not be able to hear it, but the rest of you will. I want you to know I love you. I love you. Keep calling 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want to tell you again, you are extremely important to me. I care about you with all of my heart, everything inside of me. Goodbye, and God bless your heart.
Preaching, the choir was singing, the people were shouting, hallelujah, bless his name. Well, my feet, they started moving, I felt those chains are loosing, and I'll never forget how it happened that day. It happened that day when the Holy Ghost took power, fell on me that very hour, every single minute was erased. Everything changed when he forgave me. I will never forget how it happened that day. The preacher was preaching, the choir was singing, the people were shouting, hallelujah, bless his name. Well, my feet, they started moving, I felt those chains loosen, and I will never forget how it happened that day. It happened that day when the Holy Ghost in power fell on me that very hour. Every single minute was erased. I knew in that moment when he saved me, everything changed when he forgave me. I will never forget how it happened. When I feel down and out, struggle with fear and doubt, it feels like I've lost my joy and shout along the way. I just go back and remember camp meeting in September.